In today's Modern Ag Report, attendees at the Forbes AgTech Summit in Salinas got a chance to see some of the latest technologies coming out for agriculture. Spensa Technologies was a demonstrator on one of the tours.
So we've been around since 2009, so we're at a Purdue University, and the company started when Purdue University, in collaboration with Carnegie Mellon and Penn State, received a grant from the USDA to solve labor-intensive tasks in high-value specialty crops. So also on that project were things like load estimation, automatic pruning for grapes and apples, and Spensa was founded to commercialize the trapping technology.
Vice President of Software Ben Brame says their trapping technology is called the Z-Trap.
And the basic idea is that it's a replacement for pheromone-baited sticky traps. So you deploy the Z-Trap at the beginning of the season, just like you do a typical pheromone trap. You use the same pheromone lures that you use today. The difference, though, is rather than the insects getting stuck to a piece of fly paper, they get zapped. And it's not just a normal fly zapper. It's called a bioimpedance sensor.
Brame says the zap itself is analyzed and identifies a pest without even having to look at the trap.
And the way that it works is we'll discharge electricity through the insect's body and then measure the shape of that curve to figure out if it's the target insect we're looking at or if it's some off-target species. So there's a few things we do to make sure that we're only counting the right bugs. We only turn the trap on when the target species is flying during their flight hours. The pheromone lure obviously filters out a lot of non-targets, but then the signal analysis when the zap actually occurs allows us to, with a high degree of confidence, ensure that it's the insect we're looking for.
Brame says the trap can be programmed to identify one of several pests that are of concern to California producers.
So there's about 10 species that we support today. An individual trap will just monitor one insect at a time. But big ones we're doing today are navel orange worm, coddling moth, oriental fruit moth, and about 8 or 10 other species.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.